There's been an outcry in Queensland today after the state government's surprise move to water down rights to surrogacy. The government plans to ban gay and single people from using surrogate mothers, as well as de facto couples who've been together for less than 2 years. Gays and lesbians say the new Liberal National Party government has declared war on them. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
20% of Australians choose a de facto relationship over marriage, but in Queensland that will now give them less rights, according to the President of the Queensland Council for Civil Liberties, Michael Cope.
Why the government wants to put in this arbitrary 2-year limit is not at all clear.
It will be illegal for de facto couples who've been together less than 2 years to use surrogate mothers. Mr. Cope says other de facto rights could be next.
The same policy could be applied in other areas, which would result in the law in relation to de factos going backwards 20 or 30 years to what it used to be.
Is this the state government in Queensland deciding what length of time a de facto couple needs to be together before they're capable of being parents?
Well, that's essentially what it amounts to. I mean, it seems to be the same idea that, you know, the government is applying to same-sex couples.
The new Queensland government revealed its plans late last night in Parliament during debate over its plans to water down civil unions for gay and lesbian couples. They too will be banned from using surrogate mothers, along with single people. Up to 5 couples have had children through surrogate mothers since the laws were passed. And the president of the Lesbian and Gay Legal Service, Merin Lawler, says what the government will do
is to effectively create a class of illegitimate children.
Ms. Lawler says people feel betrayed by the Liberal National Party.
On the eve of the election, when Campbell Newman assured us that surrogacy was simply not up for discussion, the government had no plans to change it.
How then would you describe this move by the government to repeal the surrogacy laws relating to gay couples?
You know, there is certainly talk that the Premier and his government have declared war on people who are either differently gendered or differently have a different sexual orientation to his own.
PM sought an interview with the Attorney-General, Jared Blahey, to discuss the issue, including how the government established a 2-year limit for de factos to access Queensland's altruistic surrogacy laws. However, he was unavailable, but he made this statement earlier.
This was a contentious issue in 2009 when the Surrogacy Act was debated. We, in fact, support altruistic surrogacy in Queensland. However, we didn't support at the time altruistic surrogacy for same-sex couples, de facto couples who have been in a relationship less than 2 years, and singles.
State Parliament resumes next month, but it's unclear whether the proposed surrogacy law amendments will be debated or referred to a committee.
Annie Guest.